Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Every touchdown.
Touchdown, Atlanta.
Slam dunk.
He jams.
Shot on goal.
Hit shot, goal!
Home run.
First pitch is belted.
All season, hear it here.
Even on the weekends.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for the Nick Cale Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Nick Cale.
And we are off and running live here on a Saturday in the A, the first edition of 2021 for the Nick Cale Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Radio.com app. We are with you for the next 3 hours as we take you up until 6 o'clock today. The phone number, as always, 404-741-0929. That is also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can get me on Twitter at Nick Cale, K-A-Y-A-L. A sincere thank you to our audience, as we had a heck of a 2020. This show started up in September, and our audience increased in October. Our audience increased in November, and our audience increased in December as well. So thank you guys for making 2020 great. What do you say we make it 4 in a row in the month of January as we keep this thing going in 2021? You guys have always had the power. It's always been in your hands. So I thank you very much. Dylan Matthews is the chairman of the board today. DM, I have spent more time talking to you for the last 8-9 days than I have my wife and my daughters. Has it been as good for you as it has been for me?
Of course. It's likewise. Always a pleasure to talk to my brother Nick Cale, man.
All right, good stuff, man. We are loaded today. Steve Holman, the voice of your Atlanta Hawks, coming up at 3:40. Brian Baldinger joined us yesterday, had some great, great takes on the Atlanta Falcons. You'll hear that coming up in hour number two. And then Barrett Salee from CBS Sports will join us to kick off hour number three. But let's begin with two things right out of the gate here. The Hawks and the Dogs. 2021 starts off with a bang for the local teams as the Hawks blast Brooklyn in their own building last night in the rematch against the Nets. The Dogs rally to end the Bearcats' perfect season in Mercedes-Benz Stadium yesterday. But let's start with the Hawks, because whoa, was that impressive. 114-96 as they beat Brooklyn. Did you anticipate a 4-1 start? Did you expect a win against Brooklyn? And if I would have told you yesterday on Dukes and Bell, when I was in with Willie P and for the fellows, that the Atlanta Hawks would beat Brooklyn by 18 points in their own venue and do it with a season low 21 points from Trae Young, y'all would have laughed me off the radio. Like, what, Nick Cale cocktailing early on January 1? Did I hear that right? Did Nick Cale say the Hawks are going to win by 18 over Kyrie and KD, and Trae would kind of have an off night by his standards from the scoring column? You guys would have been like, dude, you're out of your mind. You don't believe what you're saying. And I wish I would have had the foresight to say that, but I didn't. But that was beyond impressive. And now the challenge of the Cavaliers tonight, who are 3-2. How do you slow down Andre Drummond? But man, you look at that game yesterday, and you held Brooklyn to 96 points, and you made Kyrie Irving work in both games. This is signs of proof. This is signs of growth, and this team showed that, yeah, we can keep a great scoring team below 100 points. Tip of the cap to the Atlanta Hawks last night. Let's hear from the head coach, who I gotta believe enjoyed that defensive showing.
You just start with the defense. I thought we came out way more in tune to who they are and where they hurt us. and just competed. We competed from start to finish. It was really good to see.
Yeah, and look, I am at the first time this season, and it's only five games in, but I am now willing to tweak, alter, and adjust my expectations. I was on record 35-37, an eight seed, get a first-round playoff series, probably against either Milwaukee or Brooklyn, and maybe they win a game. I'm going to change that now, just a little bit. I'm not going to go overboard and say they're going to beat anybody in the first round of the NBA playoffs, but now I feel like this is a team that might win 37-38 games as opposed to the 35. I think this is a team that could very well push for the seven seed, perhaps a six seed if they continue to play well above expectation, and maybe, just maybe, push a team in the first round of the series to maybe six games, perhaps a seventh. Still don't think they can win a first-round series against the elites in the East at this very moment. But as we get more information, as things continue to develop, I'm willing to change that. Are you guys? 404-741-0929. We'll take your Hawks calls coming up next segment. Are you willing to buy in and think that maybe this team is better than whatever your expectation was to start 2020-2021? Also, let's get to the Dogs, because yesterday Georgia was able to rally at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the Peach Bowl and defeat the Bearcats, a team that entered AAC champions, undefeated on the season. And, you know, I mentioned on this show multiple times that, look, Georgia-Cincinnati was going to be a hell of a game. There's a reason why I thought this was a one-score game, and Cincinnati was going to show up ready, prove that they belong in playoff expansion talks, maybe even prove that they belonged in as one of the four teams. And I said that Georgia is going to show up, and Georgia will play relatively well as well because they were riding a win streak. JT Daniels had resuscitated that offense, and it wasn't like Georgia was going to come into this game off of a loss in the SEC championship and not really want to be there against a group of five team. Now, I thought Georgia really showed a lot of grit. And I didn't love, and we were doing the show, me and Willie P yesterday, and for Mike and Carl, I didn't love Kirby's decisions in the fourth quarter. I didn't like the decision to kick a field goal. I didn't like the decision to punt at midfield inside of 4 minutes to go and play defense and try to, you know, get the next field goal, but it worked out. Sometimes you can agree or disagree with an approach, and the way it pans out, I still don't love it, but it worked at that time, and it led to a victory, and I think that could very well be kind of a springboard for next year. Look, I don't know that bowl games necessarily carry over momentum-wise, but I'll tell you right now, you look at the way things could shape up for the Georgia Bulldogs, 2021 might be the year for Kirby and JT Daniels where it could be excellence. It could be college football playoff or national championship or bust. I'm on record right now. I think Georgia will win the East next year. They will get to Atlanta in the SEC championship, and they will have a legitimate chance to get back to the college football playoff. Think about this from the Dogs' perspective. You get week one, the Clemson Tigers. No Trevor Lawrence. No Travis Etienne. Then you get Florida. No Kyle Trask. No Kyle Pitts. No Kadarius Toney. Then you get Alabama in Atlanta, possibly, presuming the Tide win the West. No Mac Jones, no Najee Harris, no Devontae Smith. This is a Georgia offense with JT Daniels as the trigger man, assuming he's back next year, which I tend to think he will be. And then you look at Burton, you look at Pickens, you look at Kyrus Jackson, you look at George Washington, all 6'7", 260 pounds of them. Couple of running backs coming back. And this is all under the assumption all of these guys come back, or a majority of them. You know Georgia will always have a good offensive line. Good to great. The defense will be the way it always is. Georgia is in a great spot next year when you look at the other elite programs in college football. Justin Fields will be gone. Trey Sermon will be gone. Chris Olave will be gone. A lot of teams around the country, college football playoff caliber teams, New Year's Six caliber teams, losing a boatload of talent. All right, let's get to the Dogs. First of all, let's hear from Kirby Smart on the Dogs wanting to be here.
The narrative was out there that, you know, our team want to be here, and and they didn't want to practice on it. That was never true. Our guys practiced hard, and they played a really good, motivated football team that was trying to remain undefeated.
Now, look, I don't know where that narrative came from. To be honest, I didn't even see it or hear it. Like I said on this show for a couple of weeks, I think Georgia wanted to be in this game. You know, it's not like Georgia. See, that's what happens with some of these, you know, these blue blood programs when they have these lofty goals and ambitions, and you know, you lose a conference championship game and you were had your sights set on a college football playoff and a national championship. You don't take these teams seriously that you're facing in a bowl game. Well, that was not the case for the Georgia Bulldogs, because they weren't in Atlanta for the SEC championship. This is not like it was 12 years ago, you know, when Alabama lost to Florida and Tebow, and then they didn't want to play really against Utah in the Sugar Bowl, and Utah beat them. When a team like Georgia wants to be in a bowl game against a team like Cincinnati, more often than not, better team wins out. It's all about motivation. I thought the Dogs were motivated. And look, they didn't get off to the best of starts, and I don't think that's a, well, Georgia was sleepwalking thing. I think that's a Cincinnati's a damn good football thing. 404-741-0929 is the number. We will come back. I'm going to open up the phone lines to you guys. Two things if you want to jump in. If you're a Hawks fan, you want to talk hoops. Did the win over Brooklyn last night give you the first inkling that, you know what, okay, I had this team as something before, but you know what, now after last night, I think they can be something different. We'll take your calls on that at 404-741-0929. And what you saw from the Dogs, JT Daniels, Kirby Smart, do you roll into 2021 thinking natty or bust? 404-741-0929. Your calls on the Hawks and the Dogs coming up next. And then we'll also get to the college football playoff reaction and some changes coming at the University of Texas. Stay there. Nick Kale Show. Great to have you in here on a Saturday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
You're listening to the Nick Kale Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Steve Holman, the voice of your Atlanta Hawks on the radio. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game coming up in less than 20 minutes here on the Nick Kale Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. Great to have you guys in here today. We'll get to the college football playoff and the fallout from a pair of blowouts yesterday in just a moment. But I got to tell you, man, the buyout life is a good life if you can get it, as Texas has fired head coach Tom Herman. And, you know, it's a good – I got to tell you, man, imagine living in a world – where you get paid to go home for sucking at your job, and they will pay you to leave, and they will give you millions upon millions of dollars, some of it in the next 30 days. What a concept. I want to live in a world where I can get paid $15 million by my boss who says, you know what, you just didn't really cut it. Yeah, we're going to send you home, but here's a nice parting gift. What a life. So it looks like Steve Sarkisian, the Alabama offensive coordinator, is on his way to becoming the next head coach at the University of Texas. And look, Sark was not great with the University of Washington from 2019 through, I believe, 2013. He was not great with USC. But you know what? You go to the Nick Saban Coaching Rehabilitation Clinic, you know, where you fail, you underachieve. You end up working on Saban's staff for a couple of years. You go to Tuscaloosa, and then boom, another opportunity occurs. Happened for Lane Kiffin, happened for Butch Jones, is going to happen for Steve Sarkisian. Now, look, I don't know if Sark will be a great recruiter. I don't have his recruiting rankings from Washington or USC in front of me. I don't know that Sark is a great CEO. I would think he probably learned a thing or two in his multiple stops with Nick Saban and with the Atlanta Falcons. But here's what I do know. I don't know that schematically there's a better guy in drawing up plays in college football and getting those plays executed at an absurd rate than Steve Sarkisian. Like, I know everybody loves Lane Kiffin and Hugh Freeze, but I think Sark might be the best OC in college football, and he's going to go to Texas, and I think he's going to do better in developing players and putting up ridiculous points at Texas than Tom Herman did. And imagine how these Big 12 defenses are going to fare against a mind like Steve Sarkisian. I think he's going to do a really, really good job. I think he's going to be better than Tom Herman. I'm not saying national championship. I'm not even saying definitively college football playoff year after year. but they're going to win Big 12 championships. They are going to restore a little competitive balance against them in Oklahoma when it comes to the Big 12 championship game itself. I think Sark will be a really, really good head coach. College football playoff reaction in a moment. We'll get to Bama Notre Dame. We'll get to Clemson getting throttled by Ohio State. Let's get a few calls in here first. 404-741-0929. Josh in Lawrenceville is up next to talk Atlanta Hawks. What up, Josh?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, man. So after watching the game last night, I've been watching this team all season, man. So far, this team is a team to be feared coming out the East, man. This team is no joke. They need to go ahead and pay John Collins. He's been playing like a man on fire. Even since he got off that suspension from last year, he's picked up where he left off. He is honestly the key to us having a great playoff run. And I love Trae Young, but John Collins by far has proved that he's worth the max contract, and I think that he's deserving of it.
Yeah, Josh, I'm with you, and I think people sometimes get scared by the word max contract, and they think those are reserved for just like the top 10 players in the league, but there's no doubt about it. Appreciate the call. I think John Collins should get a max deal. I think John Collins is one of the most steady, reliable 20-8, 19-10 type players in this league, and he is the perfect complement to a guy like Trae Young. And oh, by the way, you just never – and look, Capella played really well last night. But until I can consistently know Capella's on the floor, until I see what I've got in Okongwu when he makes his much-anticipated debut, you know, I got to ride with my only dependable big, and that is John Collins. No doubt about it. 404-741-0929. So college football playoff last night and yesterday. We'll start with what I think is the bigger story, which is Ohio State just laying a thumping on the Clemson Tigers. And this was one of those games where I think Justin Fields, and I get it, he's friends with Trevor Lawrence and they're buddies. They grew up in the Georgia, Atlanta, rough, you know, in that area, rough vicinity, you know, relatively close to each other. I'm going to say this. Like, if I'm Justin Fields and I am a alpha male and I'm an Uber competitor, I'm sick of hearing about Trevor Lawrence. I really am. Trevor goes to Clemson. Fields goes to Ohio State. Trevor starts right away, wins a national title. Fields has to go elsewhere. He goes to Ohio State because Kirby was foolish with Jake Fromm. You know, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the first pick. Justin Fields, he might be the second, third, or fourth pick. Then they lost to Clemson last year in a game that Ohio State and Justin Fields probably should have won after they raced out to a 16-0 lead. And you know what? Last couple of weeks, struggles against Indiana, struggles against Northwestern. Everybody wrote Justin Fields off. Well, he's pretty good, but he's not Trevor Lawrence. All right. You know, Trevor might be the first pick still, but Justin Fields was on a mission last night. Let's hear from the former Georgia quarterback and who I think, and I hope, could be the next Atlanta Falcons quarterback, how he was fueled from last year's loss against Clemson.
That loss kind of fueled our whole offseason. It really fueled our whole season. So, you know, that loss really pushed us in the offseason even more. So we were just glad to get this opportunity back to be able to play these guys again. And, of course, Clemson's a great team. They played a hard-fought game.
22 of 28, 385, six touchdowns last night. There, he had as many touchdowns as he did incompletions. And he hit them for chunk plays. He took Skalski's best shot on that targeting hit. He got back up. And Justin Fields demolished Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers. And Dabo Swinney, let's hear from Dabo first before I go in on Mr. Swinney and his big mouth talking about how, well, we had a lot of busted plays last night.
Well, we got to play better in the secondary, first of all. Lots of busted plays, and then we're not stopping the run game. Keeping the ball, you know, hadn't been able to stop them. So give them credit. They got us on our heels. We got a long way to go. We got to get in here and figure out a way to stop the run. We got to clean up the miscommunications on the back end.
Little egg on Mr. Sweeney's face today. Well, you know, it's my poll, so I'm going to put Ohio State at 11. I just, you know, you play six games, I can't have you above number 11. Dabo Swinney should just shut up. Like, that guy basically gave Ohio State bulletin board material on top of their motivation to want to avenge their loss against Clemson last year. And I enjoyed every bit of it. And look, I actually had Clemson. I bet on Clemson -7.5. I was never so happy to lose a wager in my life. it served no purpose to publicly say we ranked Clemson, or excuse me, we ranked Ohio State number 11 in our final coaches poll. Why would you ever reveal that? If anything, you should have lied and said, no, I had him number one. Oversold Ohio State. Don't give him bulletin board material. All right. Also, in the college football playoff yesterday, Alabama dismantles Notre Dame 31-14. It was 31-7 at one point. Could have been worse. I think Alabama slept walk through the second half, especially offensively, and Notre Dame gets a backdoor cover. Nick Saban was not too happy about it, but let's hear from Saban on the Tide not being finished.
I was really proud of our players. They worked hard. You know, we didn't come here to finish here, so I was really proud of the way we came out and played. We didn't finish the game like we'd like. You know, we'd like to take the air out of it on offense. I've always got something that I'm complaining about.
All right, so there's Saban last night, and now it sets up a rematch from 6 years ago when Ohio State beat Alabama in the first college football playoff semifinal, 42-35. Ezekiel Elliott ran wild that night against the Crimson Tide. And think about this. Justin Fields going for the national championship 3 years removed from the fake punt with Kirby Smart, where they brought in Justin Fields, it backfired on the Dogs, and then Alabama ended up winning against Clemson 26-23, second and 26 in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and winning the national championship. Funny how things work out. Justin Fields, now a more prominent featured player, will get a chance at redemption against the Tide in the national championship. And the only question I have, look, Ohio State's very good. I'm wondering if they can get up the way they got up for Clemson. Easier said than done. There's a part of me that wonders, did Ohio State just play their national championship? Alabama about a 7-point favorite. I kind of like Bama by about 10 in this game coming up in 10 days. 404-741-0929. Let's get a couple of calls in here. We got Hawks calls to get to. We got Dogs calls to get to. Let me bring in Chris in Atlanta, wants to talk a little Hawks. Happy New Year, Chris. What's going on, pal?
Happy New Year, Nick. Just want to talk a little bit of Hawks. I'm trying to temper my excitement and expectations, but my thing with the Hawks is I don't see a team in the East as deep as they are. And what they remind me of a team, I know it's a star-driven league. I do understand that. Mm-hmm. We have one star in Trae Young. But the team I compare them to with one star is Detroit Pistons when they won their championship.
Okay, so you're going back. You're talking about like the Billups, Hamilton, and Prince Wallace team?
No, where they got Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, okay. You're going back to the Bad Boy Pistons.
Right, right. They had a deep team, had a strong second unit, which the Hawks have, a strong second unit with a full staff, Gallinari. You got the Donovan coming off the bench. Mm-hmm. And I don't see any team as deep as the Hawks, but the Nets took a hit with their loss of their small forward.
Yeah,
with their depth. So, again, I understand how basketball works, that you have to take stages before you reach it, but I don't see any reason why that they shouldn't win a first-round playoff, being at least six in the East.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, and Chris, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. It's going to be interesting because I still can't see them getting past Milwaukee or Brooklyn in seven games. You're talking about winning 4 out of 7 against KD and Kyrie. I think that's an unbelievable task. But I'm with you on the depth point. They are very deep. I don't think they compare remotely close to the Pistons because the Pistons were beyond physical. They played great defense. I mean, you're talking about a Hall of Famer in Isaiah Thomas, Dennis Rodman, Bill Laimbeer, Joe Dumars. I mean, those Pistons teams were legendary. They were ridiculously tough. But I also don't think from a scoring standpoint, they would match up with the Hawks. I mean, it's two totally different eras of basketball. If we're playing under 1988 rules, they would physically manhandle the Hawks. If we're playing 2020 rules in the NBA, where it's a lot more free-flowing, the Hawks would score some points on them. Interesting comparison, though. 404-741-0929 is the number. The voice of your Atlanta Hawks, Steve Holman, coming up next. He'll join us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back with more Nick Cale Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, great to have you guys in here on a Saturday. Brian Baldinger coming up in hour number 2. Barrett Salee in hour number 3. But right now, We go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Welcome in our first guest this afternoon, the great Steve Holman, the voice of your Atlanta Hawks that you hear on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game is joining us. Happy New Year, Steve. How are you?
Nick, happy New Year to you, and it's great to be with you.
Pleasure to finally have you on the show. So, I mean, you have been front and center for this on the call. 4-1, I guess technically they could be better. They could be 5-0 and swept Brooklyn. But, I mean, this is a fantastic and exciting start, almost to the point where I want to slightly slide up my expectations. What do you make of the start so far?
Well, it's been terrific, you know, considering that the Hawks weren't at the bubble. So that kind of set everything back a little bit, I thought. And then all of the signings with the new players, I thought it would take a little while maybe to gel and get things, you know, together to where they are right now almost. But I think they still have a long way to go as far as the chemistry and the gelling. But, you know, 4-1, the results are the results. And I think the two games against that Brooklyn Nets team were statement games for sure, you know, because Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, they had their whole complement playing in both of those games. And last night, I think Durant played 40 minutes. So, you know, I think it was very good to see all that happen and to think what we could have here when, you know, Chris Dunn comes back and Gallinari's back and Rajon Rondo's back. And, you get the double O comes, our draft pick, when he starts playing again. And it's very exciting because there's going to be, you know, a lot of players available for Lloyd Pierce to pick from. And as it stands now, you know, there are so many guys that can shoot the basketball that if one guy is cold or, you know, not shooting as well, somebody else can come in and pick up the slack. And it's a great thing to see.
Yeah, no question about it. Steve Holman joining us here on the Nick Hale Show. I don't know what was more impressive last night within the game itself. The fact that you tell me that, hey, the Hawks are going to beat Brooklyn by 18, but Trae Young only scores 21 points in doing so, or the fact that this defense held Brooklyn to 96 points. Defensively, have we seen glimmers here where, like, okay, yeah, there's improvement and there's hope that, yeah, not only can we run and gun, but we can get stops on the other end of the floor?
Yeah, I think that was one of the most impressive things last night. I mean, Kevin Huerter came in, and he had 4 steals in the first 7 minutes he was on the floor. So everybody was contributing with that. John Collins played great defense. And, of course, Clint Capella, you know, who's a rebounding machine, he got very active on both ends last night and was able to score and got some easy baskets. So I think that's a very good sign, too, because Clint Capella is going to be a big part of all of this. And Solomon Hill, you know, a great veteran who's been there before, been to the finals. I think that's a terrific thing. And he comes in and he can hit threes. We've got a whole team full of guys that can hit 3-pointers. And the free throw shooting's been tremendous, too. They're shooting 85% as a team right now from the free throw line.
Yeah, I mean, you look at these numbers, you know, you're shooting 85% from the free throw line. Another game last night where you were above 40% from deep, 46% from the floor, which is actually a little bit lower than some of the other games so far this season. I mean, if you're north of 50% from the floor, 40% and above from deep, and 80-plus from the free throw line, Steve, you're going to win a lot of games in this league.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you know, you mentioned Trae, you know, scoring 21 last night. I think we're going to see more games like that from him where he gets to distribute the ball and you know, has quality minutes out there on the floor and is able to do more things as far as the assist because he's got so many weapons that he can get the ball to right now, you know, as the quarterback for this team. So I think that, you know, that's one of the things that's very good about this squad that they have right now is that he doesn't have to go out and score 30-plus points every night where, you know, last year he had to carry the load almost every night. So he's got the luxury now of having all these other players out there that can score. So I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good for him, too, in the long run, because he said during the summer, you know, I just want to win. You know, the scoring is nice, but I want to win. And Travis has put together a team here that can win, and they're showing it to us right now through 5 games.
Steve Holman joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So we look at John Collins, 20-8 last night, and it just feels like he is so consistent, so stable. It feels like night in, night out, 20-10 is certainly in play. I'm not sure, and I don't even know if he really cares about the national attention, but should this guy start garnering more attention as one of the, more trustworthy, consistently solid bigs in this league?
Yeah, well, I've said that about John for a couple of years now, that he's probably the least known 20 and 10 guy in the NBA. But I think the winning is going to change all of that. I think the national attention is going to start coming. People are going to take notice of this team. They're going to realize that they just got through playing Brooklyn twice, and the first game losing by 4 points was a game that they very well could have won and maybe should have won. And then to put it on them the way they did last night, I think that, raises some eyebrows. And I think, they're going to get some really good attention here, and they've got a couple of winnable games coming up. And so they could really get off to a flying start here.
What are some of the challenges of the Cleveland Cavaliers? I know they're 3-2, and Andre Drummond is one of the better bigs in the league when he's healthy and on the floor. A biggest concern for tonight, and then also any possibility, I know it's a quick turnaround, you travel from Brooklyn back to Atlanta, any possibility of perhaps a letdown emotionally?
I don't think so. I think coming home in our building, it's going to be okay, at State Farm Arena. The one maybe disadvantage is that Cleveland came in here last night, and they had the night off while the Hawks had to play and fly after the game. But, you're talking about guys, the majority of our team is still 23 and under. So I think the quick turnaround is not going to be a problem that way. But, they've got, Sexton, who's from Atlanta, he's always, he gets jacked up to play against Trey. So, you got to keep an eye on him. They lose Kevin Love, which really hurts them. He's going to be out for a few weeks now, and Dellavedova is out with a concussion. So they're a little bit shorthanded, but I don't think there's going to be any chance of a letdown. I don't think that Lloyd Pierce and his coaching staff is going to let that happen tonight.
You look at the Hawks, great start so far, them in Philadelphia, both 4-1, as well as Indiana and Orlando. And then you kind of look at what everybody thought, and I get it, we're only 5-6 games into a 72-game slate, but you look at the Eastern Conference, going into this year, it was all about Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Boston, Miami coming off of a finals appearance. It feels like the top four or five teams that a lot of people envisioned being at the top or down towards the bottom of the conference right now. What do we make of the Eastern Conference in general right now?
Well, like you said, it's very early still. But I do think the Hawks have showed that they can be up there with the big boys, if you will. I mean, I think they can – a couple of national people have said that they could foresee them in the top four. I mean, that's very ambitious probably right away. Mm-hmm. But, they've got a team of guys that have been there and done that. So it's conceivable. And they're going to take the East by storm, I think. They're going to surprise a lot of people. And maybe it's just as well that way to keep it quiet right now. Keep it on the down low a little bit. just quietly go about their business and get some wins. And, with only a 72-game season instead of 82, the wins that you get right now are going to be very important, just as important as the ones later on in the second half of the season. So with those that 10-game lopped off the schedule, every game right now is big.
Steve Holman, the voice of your Atlanta Hawks. He'll be on the call tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers as Atlanta tries to make it 5-1. Of course, you can hear the game right here this evening on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steve, a pleasure to finally have you on the show. Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Nick. Anytime you guys need me, just give me a call.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
All right, there he is, Steve Holman, the voice of your Hawks, as they get ready for a rejuvenated upstart Cleveland Cavalier team. I don't think a real playoff caliber team. I think over the course of the next 66 games, we will see Cleveland kind of fall back into the pack. But Andre Drummond is a beast. He has registered double-doubles in each of the first five games this year. He coming off of a 11- and 13-point performance against the Pacers. And look, Drummond has had a pretty good history against the Hawks. In 28 career games, he averages 17 and 15. So John Collins, Clint Capella, anybody else on the block down low in the paint will have their hands full against the guy who definitely can bang and definitely be a beast on the glass. But this is a game, look, as long as the Hawks aren't smelling themselves, feeling great after the Brooklyn win, a little exhausted, quick turnaround, traveling back to Atlanta from last night, whereas the Cavs were already in town for the last 24 hours, I think this is a Hawks team that should be able to take care of Cleveland with, I would say, relative ease. They are about a 6-point home favorite tonight at State Farm Arena. 404-741-0929 if you want to take in some Hawks calls on the other side. 404-741-0929. We got a busy second hour coming up. Brian Baldinger joined me and Willie P. yesterday on Dukes and Bell, and he had a lot of good things to say regarding Julio Jones, a potential dark horse candidate for an NFL coaching vacancy, as well as who could be the class of the NFC South for the next decade. You'll hear from him coming up in just about 30 minutes. But when we come back, in addition to Hawks calls, if you want to jump in, Georgia calls, if you want to jump in, we will get to Justin Fields. Did you guys watch what he did to Clemson last night? Were the Falcons watching? Of course they were. I'll tell you right now, though, if you are the Atlanta Falcons and he falls to you at 4 or 3, how do you pass on the kid? In fact, how do you not mortgage the future and trade up for the guy? We'll delve into that next. Justin Fields, I believe, I can't miss if the Falcons want it bad enough. Back after this, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.